Okay. Welcome everyone to Vinci Cyber Seminar on how to use Vinci Workspace. As Rob mentioned, my name is Tim Troutman and I'm a health science specialist here at Vinci. Today we will be going through our Vinci Workspace, and so let's get started. So to find information on our Vinci Workspace, you'll want to go to our Vinci Central website, and I've put that URL at the bottom of every slide today. Then you'll want to go to Vinci University and select Vinci Workspaces. And that'll take you to the Vinci Workspace page where you can learn all about the workspaces. It has user guides, videos, and frequently asked questions. Also, we have information on our Vinci SaaS grid available under Vinci University as well. So just select that and it'll take you again to user guides, videos, and FAQs on SaaS. Now let's talk a little bit about the workspace. So the Vinci Workspace is a free high-performance computing environment that serves the research and operations business intelligence communities. The big to-do about the Vinci Workspace is the firewall that provides enhanced data security. We also provide access to computing power, software tools, databases, a SaaS grid, as well as file and data storage. It can be accessed from outside the VA through VA VPN solutions. The Vinci Workspace is a and shared project folders do allow for a national collaboration in a research group. The Vinci Workspace comes in two varieties. We have a standard workspace and a development workspace. The standard workspace is a standardized environment. Everyone gets the same programs, the same functionality. It has shared computing resources and uses a fixed software package. The development workspace is special purpose usage. So this is if you're going to do some custom coding of using programming software, or if you want to use non-standard TRM approved software, you can upload that in the workspace and use that as well. Now let's talk a little more detail about the standard workspace. So it's a Windows Server 2012 Enterprise R2 operating system. We are going to be upgrading the entire workspace to 2018 later this year. In the standard workspace, there are no elevated or administrative permissions. You share CPUs and you share RAM with others. It's a cluster of servers that are used jointly. Now with the development workspace, it is also running 2012 and will be upgraded later this year, or you can have Linux installed as your operating system. We do allow elevated permissions. However, Vinci does not provide access approvals. You need to obtain those on your own, and there's a link to the process. You can install additional software yourself. Make sure you want it's on the TRM, unless it's custom software that you or another team have built. You're giving one processor core and 4 gigabytes of RAM. And these machines are segregated from the standard workspace machines so that if you happen to write a piece of code that goes into an infinite loop, it'll only take down your one instance of your workspace and will not affect other machines around you. Take a look at the architecture here. So you got your interface where you begin your adventures into the workspace. And from there, you're given access to application servers in the workspace, as well as the database servers. We have file servers, which are HO and P drives, and the SAS grid servers. So all these different resources are available in the workspace. Some of the software that's available, and this is, I'm just pointing out the analytical software. Of course, we have a lot of standard Microsoft Office software as well. But we have things like ArcMap and Stata, R and SAS, PSPP, which is a freeware version of SPSS. We have MATLAB and SQL Server Management Studio. along with other software that's also available for free in the workspace. And we do add additional and updated software when funded. And that's, we definitely update software, but to add additional software, we need funding to do so. All right, continuing on, let's talk about how to access DaVinci Workspace. So you'd go to Vinci Central, and at the top left nav, you'll see Workspaces. So you would click on Workspaces, and there's two ways to launch the Workspaces. You can click on the dropdown, which Workspace you want to launch, or you can go to the Workspace page. And this gives you four options. You get the standard Workspace applications, where you can launch one application at a time from your desktop, or the full standard Workspace with a single monitor, or a full standard Workspace with multiple monitors. And lastly, a development Workspace login where you can select one or two monitors upon logging in. Now let's talk about standard Workspace application login. So when you click on that, this is the page you're going to see when you come to it. So here's where you can select a particular application that you want to launch into the Workspace. And then you would go through the login process, and then that particular application would appear from you for you. If you wanted to log in to Development Workspace, this is the page you would come to when you select that option. And you can see it gives you a connect to box, and this is where you're going to put in the machine name that you were assigned when you were given Development Workspace access. And it begins with, and you need to use a fully qualified domain name. In this case, it's VHA, CDW, DWH, DEV, and then the X's represent the number of the machine that you would be assigned, like 128, for example, .vha.med.va.gov. And then you would select whether you wanted a single monitor or multiple monitors, and the desktop size, and then click the connect button. And that will begin your connection to the Workspace. Okay, I'm going to do a CAN demonstration of logging into the Vinci Workspace because it, just to save us time, because it does take a number of minutes to go through all the processes and wait for things to load and move along. So we'll save some time by going through the steps that you would experience. So we begin by going to our Workspaces tab, and I'm selecting full standard Workspace, one monitor. This is going to launch a remote desktop connection box. And in this, of course, you'll click the connect button. That's going to bring up a PIV login for you. So in here, you're going to want to enter your PIN number and click the OK button. This is going to initiate your session. So this begins the process of actually connecting to the Workspace. And you'll get a little connecting dialog box while that happens. Once the Workspace appears, you'll get the security warning. Just click on, after you've read the security warning, as we've all read these a million times, click the OK button. And then it's going to say the key container does not exist on the smart card. This is just a difference in security between your machine and the Workspace machines. All you have to do is click the OK button, and it'll give you an opportunity to enter in your credentials. So you'd enter in your PIN and click on the right arrow to begin the formal login to the Workspace. And then you'll see a welcome screen while the Workspace loads. This is where we're saving time right now because this can take like 5 minutes to load. And then once done, you get your Vinci Standard Workspace screen. And this is what it looks like. This is a remote desktop that you've just logged into. Now, if you wanted to access some of those analytical programs in the standard Workspace, there's an icon over on the left side that says Remote Applications. you'll want to open up that folder. And in that folder, you can see over here on the right are the various analytical platforms available to you. And I've pointed out this is where you can access SAS. So SAS 9 or the SAS Grid tool. So you would click on these and that would take you to the SAS server and the SAS applications. Now I want to talk about a few restrictions in the Vinci workspace. There is no internet access, and of course that's for data security. That's the firewall that keeps people from downloading data that they're not entitled to. You cannot copy and paste to or from the workspace because of the firewall as well. So you can't copy from your desktop into the workspace and vice versa. There is a workaround. You can save your info as a file and then download or upload it. And of course, that's all within regulations. And I'll be talking about those in a minute. Within the workspace, copy and paste between applications in the workspace can fail, as most of our applications actually run from remote servers. So you can copy and paste between like a Microsoft Office and applications and stuff like that. But if you're trying to cut and paste between things that are on different servers, it won't work. The workaround is to save a copy of the file and open that file from the targeted application. All right, next we're gonna talk about Vinci Workspace storage. And you're given a lot of storage, quite frankly, in the workspace. You're given an H drive, which is a personal storage drive. That's only accessible to you and no one else. 10 gigabytes is the standard size, and this is just for your file storage only. Please do not store your project data on these drives, as they're not as backed up as robustly as the OMP drives. Next is the OMP drive. These are your project folders that you're given when you create a study. They're 100 gigabyte standard size, specifically intended for project file storage, and access is controlled and limited to project staff, and that's staff that have been given permissions for data access. There's also an iDrive, which contains Medicare, Medicaid, CMS data files. And so if you've been given access permission to that, you'll be able to access the data within that drive. Also, there's an S drive, and this is specifically for the development workspace, and it's a software installer drive. So if there's a particular piece of software that you would like installed on in your development workspace and you've got those elevated permissions, you can go to our list of installers that are available to you and install that particular piece of software. And then, of course, all the storage in the Vinci workspace has tape and disk backups daily. Now, I was going to do a live demonstration of the Vinci workspace storage options and show you the various drives and stuff like that. However, my instance of the workspace has locked up and I'm unable to access it at this time, so we will be skipping this live demonstration. I do want to talk about databases. This is another thing that I intended to demonstrate live as well. Vinci creates study databases that are accessible, of course, within the Vinci workspace. The assigned server depends on the study's data needs, which is a static data versus live data. And it also depends on the space available on the server. So the three servers, the main servers that we have available for your study data is RBO1, which is your static data. We have two live data servers, which are RBO2 and RBO3. And when you access these servers using SQL Server Management Studio 18, you'll want to use these fully qualified domain names. So you'll want to, for example, with RBO1, you'll want to enter in VHA CDW, RBO1.VHA .med.va.gov. And that'll get you into your database. Again, I was going to demonstrate how to open up SQL Server Management Studio and access your database. Unfortunately, again, unable to access the workspace, bad timing. Beyond the workspace, one of the things people always need to do is move files in and out of the workspace to manage their study and download documentation or data as necessary. So Vinci has a file transfer tool. It's actually two tools in one. It does upload and download. You can transfer one file at a time. That's why we recommend that if you have multiple files, you zip them together into one file. The transfer amount is limited to 2 gigabytes per transfer. If you have more data than 2 gigabytes that you need to transfer at once, contact Vinci at va.gov and we will assist the transfer. It is a VA intranet-based utility application for copying files from the workspace. And it is available under from Vinci Central under applications. So to show you where to access it, so here's Vinci Central. Second nav menu item in is applications. And when you expand that, you'll see there's a number of applications available to you. And two of them are Vinci File Download and Vinci File Upload. Let's go ahead and talk about the upload tool. So this allows you to transfer files from your local desktop or server into the workspace. It copies to either your H drive or your project folder per your selection. It automatically creates an upload folder for the contents in the target folder. And you'll see there in my screenshot, there's two tabs. One's download files, and then the one I got marked in red is upload files. That's showing you that the two different tools within the file transfer utility. Now for download, it can copy files from your H drive or your project folder per your selection to a local folder. Now there are some download restrictions that we need to talk about. Now, operations project users have different requirements and restrictions than research study users. So operations project users can transfer files out without permission except that max CMS data, which can't be downloaded. That you can never download the Medicare Medicaid data. They can download identifiable data, PHI, PII, NSI data, aggregate data, documents such as papers, your analysis, or presentations. Research study users can transfer some files without permission, such as aggregate data and documents like papers, analysis, and presentations that do not contain your PHI, PII, and SI. Now, if you do want to download some PHI, you can do it with data steward permission. If you've gone through a DART request to get your data, you can go into DART and for your data storage location, select Vinci or select local server, sorry. And once approved, then you can download to that local server. Now, keep in mind, you never want to download PHI, PII, or SI to a desktop or a laptop. It needs to be a local secure server. Additionally, so if you have any questions about what is PHR or PII, I recommend VHA Handbook 1605.1 Appendix B. It's a good resource on identifying what are HIPAA identifiers. If you're not sure whether or not you can download PHI for your project, read your research request memo or email Vinci at va.gov and put in the subject line compliance, and then we'd be happy to talk to you about your options for downloading data. Once you have selected the file to download, you do not want to use the open in the browser. If you use an open file and then close the utility without saving file, it will still be written to your local temporary internet files folder in violation. So you'll always want to do the save as. So when you are given the option, click save as and then save that to your local secure server. If you just click save, it will copy the file to your download folder in violation. Please remind your team that each of them are responsible for ensuring that only PHI data approved for download by the data steward may be transferred out of Vinci, and that data is downloaded again to a secure server. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and demonstrate the file transfer tool. Since it's outside the Vinci workspace, I'm going to be sharing my application.
Tim, if you're speaking, you're muted.
Oh, thank you, Robert. Yeah, when I shared, it went to mute. Okay, so let me start over. So if I go to Vinci File Download and select on that, that brings up my download tool, and you immediately get a warning about Save As. This is what I was talking about. So follow the warning, go ahead and close the dialog box, and then you're given an option to select the files that you want to download. So this gives you a list of various drives within the Vinci workspace, your H drive being your personal one, and then the OMP drive being your project drives. So you could select a particular drive for that your project lives on. In this case, I'm looking for my project ORD Percipio, and I'm going to go ahead and open that. And then you see you get your files and folders in there, and you can select whatever file you want to download, pardon me. And once you select that file, it will begin downloading. And so you'll get the download dialog box, as I mentioned, and you want to click the Save As button. And then when you go ahead and save it to your local secure server. It's the same thing with the upload files. So when I get to upload file utility, I'm going to select my upload destination. The dropdown will give you a list of project folders and your H drive that are available. Simply select the particular drive or folder that you want to upload to. And then you can drag files into the upload box, or you can click and select a particular file. And then once you select that particular file, it will automatically upload for you, and it'll give you a little dialog box on the progress. And then at the top here, it says upload successful. So I'll click OK. And that is the file transfer utility. I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing and return to my presentation. Okay, so that is the Vinci workspace in a nutshell. I'd like to remind people that when you are finished using the workspace, please log off so you can free up resources for other people. And that brings us to questions. That is the end of my demonstration. I have a couple emails there for Vinci support, is vinci@va.gov. So if you have questions following this cyber seminar, please send an email to Vinci. If you need SaaS support, we have an email for that. That's vinci.sasadmins@va.gov. And they'd be more than happy to help you with any SaaS questions. Thank you very much. Robert, do we have questions?
Thanks, Tim. Yes, we have a few queued up. Attendees, please, if you have questions for Tim, could you please send them to the Q&A panel, Q&A as in question and answer. Please don't send them to the chat. It's more difficult for me to find them if they go to the chat. So please use the Q&A panel for questions. The first one, this person asks, how custom is custom software? Can I run command line scripts in the standard Vinci workspace?
Yes. If you have elevated permissions in the development workspace, now again, you're only allowed administrative permissions in development workspace and not the standard workspace, but yes, you're given full control over that machine with your permissions, so you can do that.
Thanks, Tim. Do we have any qualitative research software?
The software that I showed earlier is the analytical software that's currently available. If there's a particular software that you're interested in, I could look that up. So yeah, these are the main analytical software we have.
Thank you. If you're looking for slides, there was a link that went out in the email that you received approximately 4 hours ago, and I sent the link to the chat a couple minutes into the webinar, but I can send it out again. Tim, when looking into Workspace, does it matter whether you click SAS 9.x or SAS Grid Tools?
Yes. SAS will just take you to the SAS application itself. But the SAS grid itself it has far more applications available to you, like Enterprise Miner, and the ability to run on the SAS grid, which is a much more powerful computing platform. So there is a difference between using SAS 9 and the grid tools.
Thank you. If we have an overarching IRB, can we transfer files between different Vinci Workspace folders that cover both projects?
Technically, no. What you need to do is it has to be vetted as to what the data is and how you're transferring it to the other project. When you want to transfer between projects, what you need to do is contact Vinci at va.gov and talk to our compliance person who can advise on whether or not the paperwork supports moving data from one research project to another. There is a process involved to make sure that you're not in violation of moving data from one project to another without authorization. So don't rely on the IRB, even if it says you can use the same data for both projects. You do want to come to us and go through the process of making sure that the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. Thank you.
Is there any information related to compute and memory resources available through the SAS grid and or on local standard workstations?
So there are, if you go to, let me just bring up that slide. So we do have a standard amount of RAM and CPUs. When you log in to the workspace, it shows you the name of the server that you're on. It also tells you how much RAM is available. And also, I believe it says how much. Yeah, you can't quite read it in this screenshot, but it tells you how many CPUs are available and how much RAM is available. in the standard workspace. Now for the grid, I would have to refer you to the SAS admins as to the grid's configuration for hardware.
Thanks, Tim. This person is asking if you could also demonstrate how to access the CDW data.
Actually, I had intended to show exactly that with the database demonstration. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, my workspace has frozen and I'm unable to demonstrate it at this time.
If you have a cleaned data set that you want to upload to Vinci, and then in parentheses, to use Vinci analytical software, what is the process to do this?
So you'll want to send an email to vinci@va.gov and request what's called a common folder. And if it's for IRB research, you'll also want to make sure your IRB is aware that you're moving data into Vinci. But as far as Vinci's concerned, just contact us, request a common folder, and we will make a project folder in the Vinci workspace and give you access to the workspace in that folder. Then you can upload your data and use Vinci's analytical tools in the workspace.
Is there any chance that atlas.ti could be available? Apparently this is qualitative software.
Yes, we used to have Atlas as part of our software package in the workspace. Unfortunately, it wasn't used a lot and it was expensive. And sometime in the previous, I think several years ago, it was phased out of the workspace. I don't know if there's any plans right now to bring it back. I know they're in discussions about enhancing IT support for research, and maybe that will become one of the items that they want to bring back. But right now, we do not have it available.
Thank you. Is the best way to use SAS Grid by opening a Vinci workspace and then opening the grid in remote applications?
You can do it that way, or you can go to the single launch application page. Let me bring that up. You can go to this one application at a time page and launch the grid tools from here as well. So there's two ways to get to it. One is directly from the launch one application at a time, or you go into the workspace and launch it from remote applications.
Can you use the dual monitor feature on non-GFE? Is that government-funded equipment?
Yeah, government-furnished equipment.
Furnished.
Yeah. I believe so. I haven't heard otherwise.
Is Python available in the dev workspace?
It is available, but you have to install it yourself. I believe the installer is on that S drive that I was talking about. A lot of people do use Python in the dev workspace.
Do you have any idea when GPU access might become available for those working with deep learning and AI development?
I know it's been discussed, and I think they're actually making a GPU available in the Microsoft cloud, and that is something they're working on making available to Vinci users as well, but is not, as I understand, I don't think that's quite ready yet, and I don't have a timeline for it.
Is SPSS an option for analysis within Vinci?
Currently, we don't carry SPSS. Unfortunately, when it was bought, I think by IBM, they doubled the price of it, so we couldn't afford it anymore, given our software budget. Now, if you do have your own SPSS license, we can give you a development workspace and you can install it yourself. That license would need to be a government license. However, you can't use a university license or a personal license. We do have PSPP available, and I know it's the freeware version of SPSS. It's not as full featured, of course, but it's all we have at this time.
What's the best way of copying SAS program macros or model codes for use outside of VA?
So I would download those to your local desktop, and then you would have to share it somehow outside the VA, either through embedding them in an email, or there used to be an application to transfer files out of the VA that was hosted by the military, but I don't know if that's still around.
One second, please. What about
InVivo?
Yeah.
We don't currently have InVivo. It's another one of those that there weren't enough people at the time using it to justify the cost, so it was dropped. I don't know if it's coming back or not, though. Again, if you have your own copy of InVivo that's government licensed, you can install it in a dev workspace yourself.
Thanks. There's another one here just asking if you would consider InVivo when expanding software options, asking you to do so. Okay. Is Python available in the standard workspace? Did I ask that already?
Is what available?
Python.
Yes. It's not available in the standard workspace. It's only available in the development workspace.
Is there a different process to access computing resources in the MS Cloud? And would it be possible to access the same data as what is available in Vinci?
They are two different environments. I don't know what the process is to access the cloud environment. As far as data, the cloud has been cleared to store data. So you can get data provisioned to your workspace in the cloud. I don't know how all that happens, as it's outside of Vinci's purview.
Okay, that's all we have in the Q&A at this time, although I think I just saw one pop in, but let me try to navigate through the chat and see if I can find anything that we haven't already asked. So if you could just give me a second, Tim. Here's one. Sorry if I missed this. How do I request access to Vinci? What are some examples of program offices or researchers using Vinci?
So there's a number of ways to get Vinci Workspace access. If you're doing IRB research and doing a DART request, that's a data access request tracker, in there on the data sources page, it'll ask a data storage location. It has two options, one being Vinci and one being a local server. If you select Vinci, when you are approved for access, when your DART's approved, you will automatically be provisioned with access to the Vinci Workspace, as well as a project folder for your study. And then you can work with our Vinci data managers to get your study database set up. So that's one method. If you have your own data and you want to bring it in, you can request, as I mentioned earlier, a common folder that will set up a workspace for you with access and give you what we call a folder that will have your name on it in the project folders. Again, if your data is subject to a data steward approval or an IRB or a DART request, You got to make sure that you have their permission to move data into the DaVinci workspace before you move the data. There's also another way. If you have an operations project and you want to use the workspace, you'll want to go to CDW and use their Basecamp application to set up a work group. And then you can select the DaVinci Enclave as your workspace. Thank you.
This one came in early to the chat, but I didn't see it. This person is asking, what does PHI and PII mean?
Okay, PII, personally identifiable information, and PHI is protected health information. And I mentioned a third one, SI, which is sensitive information.
Thank you. This person writes, apologies if this was covered as I missed the first few minutes. What do I do if I don't have DaVinci access at all? I get an error message about permissions when I try to log into the standard workspace.
Yeah, so if you haven't been given permissions to access the workspace, you will get that error when trying to access the workspace. If you have a valid reason to be using the workspace again and you want access, please send an email to vinci@va.gov and we can get you set up.
Let me go back to the chat because I think another one came in at the last second. Yes, can Vinci be used as a database to ascertain patients? Is it used with a Dart application?
Yeah, you can use Dart to request access to patient data. And once you're approved, you work with a Vinci data manager to identify your cohort, and then they can provision the data based on that cohort. I think that answers your question.
Well, those are all the questions that we have queued up. It's possible that one or two more will come in. But if you have closing comments, maybe right now is a good time to do that, Tim.
I'd like to begin by apologizing for not being able to do the live demonstration of the DaVinci workspace that I was working in it earlier today, and it froze up on me and remains frozen. Unfortunately, it froze up about 30 minutes before the presentation. I wasn't able to unfreeze it. So I do apologize for that. I would like to thank everyone for attending today. And for all the participants that ask questions, I appreciate that. If you have any questions after this presentation, please send them to vinci@va.gov. We'll be more than happy to answer your questions. And I'd like to thank everybody for coming today. And I'd like to thank Rob for hosting as well.
Thanks, Tim. We didn't get any more questions in, so I'll just go ahead and close the webinar. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, all.